Have you ever heard that called anything else? Maybe something real fancy and pretty, you know. Put your flowers in.
Flower vase.
Vase.
Yeah.
Would a vase and a pot that would be used for
different. A pot's what you grow a flower in, and a vase is what you keep flower in.
Well, I see.
That's the difference in your two there.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you have on the table to eat with?
Of course, forks and spoons, and that's knives, and that's about it, you know.
Do you have one of those big, sharp kind of...
carving knife. You always got a butcher knife, you know, they call them. That's what the old name for, a butcher knife.
Yeah. What do you call that great big one, you know, that... See, a butcher used
it. Oh, yeah, that is a cleaver.
That's a cleaver.
Yeah.
I guess you don't see too many butchers around anymore, do you?
No. I used to butcher my own hog. I've dressed a mini hog. For a cleaver, I used my chopping knife. That was the main thing we used then, back then. Butcher knife and a chopping axe. And have you something to cut your hog up on.
Mm-hmm.
We always just laid down 5 or 6 planks on the ground. You get down with him and chop him up, cut him up, ground the sausage up, and cook the lard out. Mm-hmm. Lots of people ain't never seen no lard cooked out.
Oh, I've seen that. I used to work in a packing company in the summer.
Oh, well, you know what I'm talking about. But there'd be a lot of folks who know how to start a pot off, cook lard out.
While you're talking about hogs, what do you call a hog when it's real little, just born? It's a what?
Pig.
And when it gets
a pretty good size, called a shoat, and you call it a hog.
What do you call a male hog?
A boar hog.
What about if you didn't want him? If you're gonna have him altered, it'd be
castrated.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No, I've done a million. Everybody in our community out there used to have me do that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've cut a million hog. Castrated a cut. That's the only thing I ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the country out there used to come get me. Everybody used to raise hogs, you know, out in the country.
Right.
Men buy one or two, they want to take meat to Tucky Doo, and he got them one or two males a month. He'd get his neighbors, and we'd go around, and I'd always kept a good pocket knife. I'd take a knife and see to all of them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those little stiff hairs on a hog?
Bristled.
And what about those long teeth?
Tushies.
Did you have any special names for a hog that grew up wild? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I hear wild boar hogs, but
that's just what you call a wild hog.
Just a wild hog. Of course, a wild hog is something that's pretty vicious. A lot of people don't think they are, but they are.
I bet they get after you with those big teeth.
In other words, you take one of them old sows, eat you up, you can try to catch one of them pigs.
I bet.
They just, of course, tame them to do that. Hog an old sow in the pen, you catch one of the pigs, you better watch, you tear a leg off for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't guess you see many sheep around here, do you?
No. We had one man try to go in the sheep business around here in the last 50 years. He went broke. Come to Texas out here, bought a bunch of this old hill land out here, and spent a fortune in that.
Mm-hmm.
And went broke, went back to Texas.